Good evening, folks. It's Adrian said, good to see you out this evening, and do thank you for coming each night. We need to be praying, need much prayer on the days and the years, even the weeks that lies ahead. We need to find ourselves in the vacancy, so again, that may lay definitely upon our hearts in these days as well. So thank you for coming. Better keep this Bible away from that mic there. Okay. Right, we're going to read Titus chapter 2, please. You get the 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus chapter 2. Don't expect a sermon this evening. The good preachers have gone before me, so I'm just here this evening just to fill in a few thoughts before we come to prayer this evening. I had a little other message prepared, and just as the last day or two the Lord showed me, just left it aside and brought this portion. I actually brought this portion. This morning I wasn't sleeping too well, about 2:30, so I had to be a good sleeper early in the night, so the Lord brought this portion to me, and I just got up and I read it over and over and over. So Titus chapter 2, please, and we'll read from the beginning of the verse. But speak thou the things which become of sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperament, sound in faith, charity, and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be behaviour as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. But they teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers of home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, and in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, of doctrine showing uncorruptibleness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. He that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort the servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God and Saviour in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that we denying denying godliness and worldly lusts, we should be soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, purify us unto himself, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with authority. Let no man despise thee. And we know that God will bless the reading of his own precious word. You know, as I said already, we've read in chapter 2 there, but in... Excuse me. Chapter 1, we're reading about here we see the qualification for leaders, and again, Paul's really writing here to Titus and much of it, you know, but we can really understand that he's writing to us all. He says here, you know, he says, but speak the things, and you see a but in your chapter, it's usually something that's gone before, contrary, something that's gone before. And Paul was writing to Timothy or to Titus, and he says, you know, he says about false teaching, and then he says, but speak thou of things which become of sound doctrine. You know, a man named Wilbur Chapman was an English preacher, and he had came to England and down to the south of England, and during his preaching session, he wanted to meet up with General Booth. course, you know, General Beard was the foundation of the Salvation Army. And during the course of conversation, he asked William, "What is the secret? What is the secret of your ministry that was so successful?" And William Booth bowed his head and he said, "It was God has all of William Booth. God has all of William Booth." I wonder, friend, how much God has of me. Sometimes maybe it's not very much. Maybe sometimes it's a wee bit more, you know. But you know, Paul here, having dealt with the elders and the false teachers, he turns here to the believers in Christ. You know, when the teachers of false teaching in the verses before, Paul wants to make it very clear to Titus. A young man here, and Mark said already, in contrast, what is addressed specifically to Titus, he has to speak to us as well, guilty of sound doctrine. Last exhortation, Paul looks at the three areas of a believer's life here. He speaks to Titus in verse 1, and then he speaks to the believers in verse 2 and 3. He speaks to the aged men: be sober, be grave, be temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. I'm among that category now. And, you know, it's good to grow old graciously. It's good to grow old lovingly. It's good to grow old being an example to other young men around the fellowship. Paul reminds Titus here that he has to deal with every kind of persons. He has to deal with all ages and all age groups. And you know, that's why he's speaking to him and sound in your doctrine and godly in your daily life. As I said, he's speaking here to the aged men of the assembly. And we can't be an influence. We can be an influence for good. Sometimes we can be an influence for evil. Paul says that we are to be sober, to be grave, to be sound in our faith, charity and patience. Now, he's not speaking to elders here or deacons. He's already done that. He's speaking to all of us, you know. Of course, the second group we see here, he speaks to the aged women. They better be careful here. He says that they behavior as becometh holiness, and not false accusers, but much teachers and good things. They were old to impact on the lives of younger ladies in the fellowship by example, by teaching, by showing them that they too have to dig into the Word of God, learn of Christ, carry out their duties and by example in the fellowship, example in the church, the wife, the mother has a big responsibility in these times, you know. They don't need me to tell you that the world wants to destroy the family unit today. Devil is out to, in every angle, to disband the family unit. And that's more the focus that we should be in the scriptures, determined to live family life. Let the Word of God be all to us and everything. That'll be our basis ladies, in every aspect of your life. Of course, the next man mentioned, verse 6, he mentions the young man. Likewise, in verse 6, be sober, exhort, be sober minded. You know, we thank God for young men. Thank God for young Christian men in our fellowship. There are many in this fellowship, and I can remember them being born. It's been good to see them grow up and through the Sunday school, the children's work. Still in the fellowship. A desire to serve God. You know, what a blessing that is for. I've heard of other fellowships and you couldn't find a young person in the meeting. And they're the church of tomorrow. They need to be instructed well, instructed lovingly, carefully, that they might grow in the things of God. If you come down to verses 7 and 8, I think my understanding here that Paul is addressing Titus here in this verses 7 and 8. He says, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing unscrupulous gravity and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is contrary part may be ashamed, not having no evil thing to say of you. In other words, have a good testimony. A good testimony of fellowship. Show love to your people. Teach them in sound doctrine, be dealt with that already. Exhort servants to be obedient. And I looked that wee verse up, and I think in the church of Crete there seemed to be many who were slaves who come to join the church. They'll understand that format, the servants be obedient to their own masters and to please them well in all things. Not again. Not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity that may adorn the doctrine of God, our Saviour, in all things. It's a lovely portion, and it would take somebody more gifted than me to break it down. You know, we come to all here for the teaching of the grace of God in verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared unto all men. It summarizes here the message of salvation. And it's because of our salvation that we need to serve him. How men and women are called to follow the Lord. Follow him on a daily basis. Follow him on a weekly basis. Follow him and love him. Salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we have that outward look, haven't we? Look around us. See those who need salvation. We also have that upward look. Realise that he's coming again. He gave himself for us, says verse 14, that he might redeem us. What a sacrifice. What he came to do for me. Unworthy, unworthy servant, unworthy Christian. Realise that God came, gave himself to redeem me. Purify us unto himself, a peculiar people, zealous of good work. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. We thank God tonight that we're here and we are redeemed and we love the Lord. But we just pray that God will bless us as a fellowship. Seek to stay to the word of God. Seek to follow him. Take of his leading in our lives from day to day. God will bless us. Pray God bless these few stammering remarks to us this evening. In the Lord's name, thank you.